A win this week for the Republican candidate who believes humans are impacting the climate. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Updates. I'm Carol Holsapple.
Now, I want you to know the campaign goes on.
Ohio Governor and Republican presidential candidate John Kasich won his home state's primary on Tuesday. That was a clip of his celebratory speech from CNN. Kasich might not gain enough delegates to win his party's nomination outright, but he's keeping the race interesting, including his take on environmental issues. Kasich split with some in his party by pushing a tax on the oil and gas industry in Ohio. There's a similar debate in Pennsylvania, where Republicans say it would drive away industry. Here's Kasich at last year's State of the State speech.
I'm disappointed by those that say the severance tax reform will kill the industry. That's a joke. Our severance tax will still be competitive with other energy-rich states.
When it comes to climate change, Kasich says he believes humans do have a hand in global warming. But he's not apologetic about his state burning coal, one of the biggest contributors to climate change in the U.S. And Kasich was slammed by environmental groups for freezing Ohio's renewable energy program for 2 years. The program required utilities to replace some energy from coal with solar and wind. But he's also credited by some for not nixing renewables altogether. Jack Shaner of the Ohio Environmental Council says when it comes to Kasich and the environment,
you cannot just categorize the guy. He is complicated.
We have more about Kasich's environmental record and what some of the other presidential candidates are saying about fracking and climate change. That's at our website, AlleghenyFront.org. When you walk through the supermarket, you might see labels that read organic or GMO-free. Well, the U.S. Senate voted down a GMO food labeling bill on Wednesday, and labeling advocates are cheering. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports that the Senate bill would have banned states from requiring GMO labels and instead created a voluntary national system.
Warren Taylor owns a small creamery in southern Ohio and sells his Snowville brand milk and yogurt at Whole Foods and other stores. It comes naturally to him. His father's job was taste testing milk.
And so I grew up not being able to just enjoy my dairy products. I had to judge them from the time I was old enough to know the difference.
He gets milk from nearby dairy farms, and he's very careful about what the cows on those farms eat.
Our cows are all fed only non-GMO feed.
Taylor's been driving to Washington a lot lately. He's been lobbying against the Senate bill on GMO labeling. It would have given food companies a choice whether to list GMO ingredients on their labels.
You know, I think voluntary labeling is, it's a dodge. It's dishonest. It means no labeling at all.
He's been up against the big dairy groups that support the voluntary labeling law. Dave Carlin is with the International Dairy Foods Association.
Because there is no health or safety reason why GMO labeling should be required, there's not a good argument for why we should mandate companies to disclose that information.
But Warren Taylor argues it's what people want, and he's got surveys to back him up.
We have a right to know the process and make our own judgment. Thank you.
The Senate voted 49-48 to block the voluntary labeling bill. Democrats are proposing other bills and say they've been trying to negotiate a bipartisan solution. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.
And with the Allegheny Front Environment Updates, I'm Carol Holsapple.